PBS Kids Go Writers Contest for grades K through 3 encourages creativity, language arts development, and the writing process by hosting an annual contest at public television stations across the nation. I spoke with the local second grade winner and was treated to a reading of her award-winning book. Amelia Ledke is in the second grade and says her favorite subject is language arts. She's homeschooled and spends time during the day studying with her mother. When the public television station, WTCI, promoted the PBS Kids Go Writers Contest, Amelia finished up a story and entered the contest. Here is the winning book read by the author.
The Little Bell Pepper by Amelia Ledke. Once upon a time in Tennessee, a little growing garden was as good as it could be. In the garden stood vines of tomatoes, watermelons too, but no potatoes. And strawberries grew so very proud, while in the sky not a single cloud. And aloe vera grew strong and brave, and she planned one day someone to save. But among these proud plants was a small bell pepper. His name was Ricky. He was beside Sophie and Skipper. The plants looked at Ricky and all giggled. So hard the tomatoes jiggled. "You aren't special," the aloe vera said. Ricky felt so bad his face turned red. And Ricky cried, and he felt super sad. And why was he so very bad? But suddenly the voice quietly whispered, "Hello?" Ricky was so scared he shook like jello. "Who's there?" he asked, quite unsure. "I'm Vera." Then another bell pepper showed herself, and she looked kind and pure. And Ricky gasped. He said sadly, "You'll make fun of me, right?" Vera looked at him madly. "No, silly," she said with a laugh and a smile. They watched Sophie and Skipper, who were making a leaf pile. They talked and laughed for a while. Boom! A hand! Vera cried. The hand grabbed Ricky and Vera. "No, no, pick me!" all the other plants shouted. The human walked away, and Miss Ella Vera pouted. And the bell peppers were happy and turned out to be a very yummy salad.
Inspiration for the story came from a backyard garden and the imagination of a young girl.
Actually, this story is based on a real garden that we had. We did have bell peppers, and we had only one bell pepper. That was, tiny. That was really interesting. Because I just wrote that story looking outside at the garden. I wrote the story down, and it was really, really fun. What was important to me was how fun it was to write the story and thinking up all those words. Like, I thought about them. I thought about it a lot of times during the day, and I even thought about it before I went to sleep at bedtime. I thought about it a lot, and I wrote it down and remembered it so I could put it down on the paper and do it in the book.
The winners of the contest were announced at a special award ceremony in May. The four semifinalists for each of the four grades, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, and third grade, were brought together for an evening of family fun. None of the children knew which young author would be the winner and then qualify to submit their stories to the national contest.
I didn't expect to win. I knew it was going to be special. I just didn't expect to win first place because, you know, all these other stories were entered and they were really good. So as soon as I heard it, I thought that they might win. I was really nervous because I didn't know which one my book would get. And when they called up the fourth and third, and then there was the second and first, and I thought for sure it would probably be second. Then they said that another girl was going to be second, so I thought, oh man, that means I'm first. So I was really excited.
Not all PBS stations participate in the annual PBS Kids Writers Contest. WTCI's president and CEO, Paul Grove, has kept the contest going for the entire region.
It's actually one of my favorite events that we do at WTCI because of the incredible impact it makes, not just on the children, but the parents. The pride you see in their faces with the kids, and you know that that automatically makes the kids say, I want to do this again, and I want to be more creative. It's not necessarily a trophy that they're used to. Like most kids will get a ballet trophy or a sports trophy of some sort. But when they're actually recognized for writing and drawing and these kind of creative educational things, I think that's invaluable.
The staff at WTCI worked with local judges to read through hundreds of entries to determine the winners. But the work doesn't stop there. The young authors were celebrated at an award ceremony, will be featured on local public television, and perhaps will return to compete with future stories.
We're thrilled to be a part of this. When you work at PBS and in WTCI, you have a lot of opportunities to have a lot of pride in the work you do. All of our staff does such an incredible job making this contest interesting and exciting to the kids. I love the spots we put on the air, so be on the lookout for these individual spots where each child has a chance to tell their story and share it with the community. And then what that does is it gets other kids excited when they see it on the air. They want to be writers and illustrators, and that's awesome.
The contest is designed to promote the advancement of children's literacy skills. Did it help inspire young writers like Amelia?
Yeah, I'm going to keep writing a long time in my life. I'm going to write books, and I'm going to be an author when I grow up.
Congratulations to all the children that participated in the PBS Kids Go Writers Contest. Keep writing and keep sharing your imagination with the rest of us. You never know how far your stories may take you someday. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.